We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
Excitement was building at Barchester's Hurstwood View care home in Five Ash Down. Uckfield, as staff and residents from our dementia floor, went on a day trip in the home's minibus to enjoy time at Hampden Park in Eastbourne. Planned by the home's activities coordinators, staff and residents from the Memory Lane floor, which is especially designed for residents living with dementia and Alzheimer's, Lisa said, "We stopped off at a fish and chip shop first and had some refreshing lemonade. We found a beautiful place to sit on one of the garden benches and enjoyed the fish and chips out of the paper the old way. Then we all went for a lovely walk around the lake, stopping to feed the ducks before heading home." General Manager Kirsty said, "We absolutely love being able to take our residents out and about to places like this for outings. A trip out is so good for the soul, and it is lovely to see one of the dementia residents' wife, Joy, being able to enjoy her husband John on the minibus and to enjoy the outing with him." Joy said, "I am so thankful for days like today when I am able to go for an outing just like old times. The staff that look after my husband John are so thoughtful and caring. I can't thank them enough for all that they do. Our varied life enrichment programme keeps residents active and provides a daily choice of engaging physical, mental and spiritual activities tailored to residents' interests and abilities. We are holding an open day at Hurstwood View on Saturday the 6th of September from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Please join us for a look around our beautifully designed home. There will be plenty of refreshments in our cafe area, or you can check us out on our Facebook page, Hurstwood View Care Home. Hurstwood View is run by Barchester Healthcare, one of the UK's largest care providers, which is committed to delivering high-quality care across its care homes and hospitals. Hurstwood View provides nursing care and residential dementia care for respite and permanent care.
Students from Plumpton College's renowned metalwork department have designed and created ceremonial chains of office for the Peacehaven and District Chamber of Commerce, officially unveiled on June the 18th. This unique collaboration connects local youth with civic tradition while celebrating Peacehaven's heritage through innovative design. In a celebration of creativity, community, and civic pride, Peacehaven and District Chamber of Commerce has unveiled a newly commissioned chain of office for the Chamber President and a necklet, which is a ribbon worn around the neck with a central medallion, for the Vice President. The idea to involve students emerged when Vice President Jackie Flavel spoke with a colleague whose daughter was studying jewellery making at Plumpton. "We had tried to source a chain for some time, but the price had been beyond our means," said Jackie Flavel. "Then I was speaking to a colleague and had the idea to approach Plumpton College with a commission." The Chamber is a young organisation. It was officially launched in February 2007 by the then Mayor of Peacehaven, Councillor Elaine Merry. So it felt appropriate for the chain to be designed by young people. This unique collaboration between the Chamber and the College's Metalwork Department was envisioned as a way to connect the next generation of makers with the long-standing traditions of civic leadership. the chains of office, worn during formal functions and public events, serve as symbols of responsibility, service, and continuity, now infused with the fresh perspective of youth. "We wanted these symbols of leadership to be more than ceremonial," said Simon Studd, president of Peacehaven and District Chamber of Commerce. "By involving our local students, we've anchored our traditions to the hands of the future. They brought artistry, thoughtfulness, and innovation to the table, and it shows. Under the expert guidance of their teacher and tutor, Thomas Carter, students researched the history and symbolism of Peacehaven, then worked collaboratively to produce designs that reflect the values of the chamber and the character of the community. At the heart of the design lies powerful local symbolisms, the timeless spiral of ammonite fossils and the Meridian Monument. Peacehaven is famous for its giant Parapuzosia ammonites that appear most frequently on the foreshore northwest of the Peacehaven steppes, a nod to the region's natural history and resilience. And the George V Meridian Monument, built in 1936, is located in Peacehaven on the clifftop representing the Greenwich Meridian Line, a symbol of global connection, timekeeping, and direction. These chains of office are more than decorative. They tell a story about who we are and where we come from, said Simon Studd. The students captured that beautifully, weaving our natural and historical identity into every link. The project was made possible through the generous sponsorship by chamber members, local business owners, and the Rotary Club. This project gave our students a sense of ownership and belonging in their community, said Thomas Carter, and offered them a real-world opportunity to create something lasting and meaningful. The new chains of office were officially presented on the 18th of June 2025 at the College Graduation Day, where attendees had the chance to view the pieces up close and hear directly from the students about their design process. This initiative bridges generations and demonstrates the value of creative education in shaping public life, while forging traditions that reflect the past while looking boldly into the future. Peacehaven and District Chamber of Commerce meet twice per month for a networking breakfast at Salt Dean Lido. "We are proud to hold our breakfast meetings at such an iconic venue, where members can meet, network, connect, and refer business. We are the voice of business in the local community."
The family and friends of a 25-year-old father who died after a collision held a special funeral and motorcycle ride in his memory. Alec Shepherd, a specialist brick fabricator from Cooksbridge, passed away after a crash on July 11. Sussex Police said emergency services were called to the collision between three vehicles in New Haven Road, Lewes, at about 11:45 p.m. A family member said, "The funeral was held at Ringmer Church on Wednesday, July the 30th. Alex's friends organised a procession of motorbikes as his final send-off. This was possible due to the amazing biker community that pulled together for families in times like these. They were like a second family to Alex. It is estimated that more than 100 bikes and cars turned up for the procession, with four marshals from Rolling Rides, who were amazing. The ride out began at around 11 a.m. at the Bowship roundabout in Hailsham, and the procession then travelled to Cooksbridge to accompany the hearse to the church. A GoFundMe page has been set up for Alex's 7-year-old son, Luca, which people can go donate to at GoFundMe.com. The message on the fundraising page said, "All donations will go directly towards a fund that will help support his schooling and ensure he has access to the opportunities Alex always dreamed of giving him." The family shared the eulogy for Alex with the Sussex Express, which described him as having a heart of gold. They described the devoted father as loyal, loud, and always up for an adventure, and someone with more friends than most people make in a lifetime. The eulogy said, "Alex was born on April the 9th, 2000, and was a fearless, mischievous, and one-of-a-kind child with an unconventional taste in food, like his love of cereal or jam, ham, butter, and cucumber sandwiches. He developed a love of gardening thanks to his grandparents and also cared for his grandfather in his teenage years." The eulogy said, "He never moaned, never complained. He just did what was needed." It said, "Alex developed a love of bikes from a young age," adding, "That sound of an engine roaring was music to his ears, and those rides were his peace, his freedom, his joy." It said Alex was also brave, explaining that he and his work colleagues received a police commendation in 2022 after confronting a man with a knife at their premises. Regarding his sense of humour, it said, "He was a funny guy, hilariously funny, sometimes at the worst moments, but always the kind of person who could break the tension with a one-liner or make everyone laugh until they cried. He had that mischievous grin, that spark in his eye, and a heart that was bigger than he ever let on." The eulogy added, "Alex was just 25 years old, with so much life left to live, so many dreams still unfolding. And yet, in those 25 short years, Alex left a mark that most people couldn't in 100.
A planning inspector has dismissed a plan to build 6 homes on garden land in Crowborough. The application, from Asprey Homes Southern Limited, involved the construction of 3- and 4-bedroom homes to the rear of a property known as Kingsmead in Myrtle Road, to be accessed by extending an existing cul-de-sac in Valley Road. The developer argued the scheme would have provided a high-quality living environment without unacceptably affecting the amenities of surrounding occupiers, and with minimal impact on public views or the landscape. However, Wealden District Council refused the scheme in October last year, saying it would result in both the loss of outlook, privacy, and sunlight, and lead to the destruction of protected species and their habitats. The applicant appealed, but the planning inspector shared the council's concerns and dismissed it.
Sussex Weald MP Nusrat Ghani has welcomed the news that local business 3 Acre Brewery has secured permission to transform the signal box at Uckfield Railway Station into a micro-pub. 3 Acre Brewery is an award-winning craft brewery based in Blackboys, founded by 3 school friends, Chester, Jamie and Peter. The business opened for trading in late 2019 and is supplying beers to pubs in the Wealden area and across the southeast. Nusrat has previously worked with the brewery and secured their products being served in Stranger's Bar in Westminster. She welcomed the team to Westminster in December 2023 to celebrate the first serving of the Sussex Wealdmade Session Pale Ale. To continue with the successful expansion of the business, the brewery plans to invest in renovating the disused signal box and turning it into a micropub, following a recent announcement that Wealden District Council has granted permission for the conversion. Nusrat Ghani said, "I first visited Three Acre Brewery just before they opened their doors for trading, and it has been wonderful to see them grow and thrive since. We are incredibly lucky to have so many unique, delicious products made by local people from the best of local produce on our doorstep, and Three Acre Brewery is no exception. I take every opportunity to champion Sussex Weald businesses, and I was delighted to support Chester, Jamie and Peter in getting their Session Pale Ale served in Westminster and expose their craft to new customers. I'm pleased that the business is now set to expand even further, and I look forward to seeing their exciting new micropub come to life." And that brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.